This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Warplanes and naval vessels from the U.S., France, and Britain have fired missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons sites in what could be a sustained campaign against the government of President Bashar al-Assad and his supporters. The strikes come in reaction to last week's alleged chemical attack on the Syrian city of Douma, where 40 people were killed. The Syrian government has repeatedly denied any type of use of banned weapons. Australia's Defence Minister, Maurice Payne.
The use of chemical weapons by anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances is illegal and reprehensible. The Assad regime cannot be allowed to commit such crimes with impunity. The strike was calibrated, proportionate, and targeted. It has reduced the regime's ability to use chemical weapons in the future and sends a clear and strong message that the use of chemical weapons will not be tolerated by the international community.
In the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, people reacted.
I'd hope that there's a longer plan in place than just a reactionary response.
I think that there's this belief that action has to be taken because it's so horrific. And I understand where that comes from, but I still think it's just not the best strategy. I think without really knowing who caused the initial attacks, which is still, to the best of everybody's knowledge, under wraps, it's just a bunch of people pointing fingers at the other person, you're really not going to know who's to blame.
Syrian ally Russia has denied a military conflict could or has said that a military conflict could erupt if Syria is in fact attacked. One Palestinian has so far been killed, more than 900 others injured. This after Israelis were repelling attempts by Palestinians in Gaza to cross into Israel, hoping to end a blockade which Israel stands by. This is VOA News. U.S.